Culture killer number 7, opposition. A fellow coach of mine years ago adopted this philosophy for his team, and it went like this. Our goal is to win, but it's not our purpose. And when I read that sentence, I was like, man, that makes a lot of sense. And coaches, with this whole idea of opposition, here's the thing. If your goal is to win, but winning isn't your ultimate purpose, if you have a higher purpose as to develop life champions, to build into young men who are pillars in their community, great fathers, great husbands, serving others. If that's the bigger purpose of your coaching journey, there's a good chance you're gonna face some opposition to that, because we live in a highly transactional world and a lot of people want that win, and that win is more important to them than those harder things that are gonna build a legacy, they're gonna have a greater impact 10, 15, 20 years down the road. A friend of mine recently went through a really tough season, and he actually had parents calling the athletic director, complaining about and sending him emails saying that the coach's job wasn't to teach their kid life lessons and to teach him all these principles and core values. His job was simply to win. And if you're one of those coaches who's dealing with those situations where you're dealing with transactional parents, or maybe it's an athletic director, or just culture in general, this podcast is for you, and I want to encourage you to stick to your beliefs, stick to your core values, and to know that there are those of us that we're with you, we're for you, and your bigger purpose is worth the fight. It's worth sticking to it, and we really want to encourage you. But what I want to talk about today real quick is, if you're facing that opposition to your bigger purpose of maybe it's developing life champions, or it's deeper than simply winning games and championships, I want to ask you a few questions here today. Who are you spending the most time with? You got to surround yourselves with either it's a mentor or friends who are going to encourage you and challenge you in a way to stay true to your mission. Who and what are you listening to? Fill your mind with great podcasts, scripture that's going to encourage you to stay the course when times get hard and you're facing that opposition. What are you reading? How are you spending your morning? 5 minutes, just a quick journal. What are you grateful for? I find these daily habits every morning are super beneficial to keep you on track with your mission. And ultimately, the number one thing that has made a big impact on me over the last year and a half is hiring a mentor to work with, who I can call when times get tough and who can challenge me with love to stay the course and help me navigate those stormy situations with opposition. So if you're interested in mentorship, I highly encourage you to contact JP Nurbin and Nate Sanderson at Thrive On Challenge. We'd love to chat with you and seek out those like-minded coaches who are going to challenge you with a bigger purpose for your coaching mission overall. That was Culture Builders 168. Thank you for listening.